Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning. I don't even know what day is today, but it's the Lord's Day of somewhere in March.
很高兴大家能够来这里，不知道今天什么时候，但是这是敬拜神的一天。
I heard it's an International Women's Day yesterday.
我听说昨天也是国际妇女节。
I don't know anybody celebrate that, but we are going to talk about ladies today.
我们可能也不会去庆祝它，但是今天我们会讲一个关于我们各位姐妹们的一些话题。
Last week we were at Genesis 22. We have a juicy chapter of Abraham sacrificing his only begotten son, Isaac.
上周我们也从22章里面有一个非常好的故事，亚伯拉罕献祭以撒的这样的一个故事。
I was flirting with chapter 23. I really don't want to skip any chapters, but we have to because the chapter 23 is a lot of stuff in there. Sarah died, and how Abraham dealt with the surrounding people to get the land. And that's a great story over there, but 24 is the story that a lot of people know and we're going to talk about today.
所以在上面本来要想讲23章里面有很多的故事，然后里面有讲到说在撒拉死后亚伯拉罕是怎么样去买这片地，但是呢在经过一些挣扎之后，我觉得还是今天会讲以撒和利百加的这个故事。
Yeah, that's the, you did it for me. He said that's the story about Rebecca and Isaac. How the servant of Abraham found a spouse for Isaac.
就讲到说亚伯拉罕的这个仆人，他是怎么样帮以撒找到他的太太。
A lot of young people, even the parents, were thinking about exactly the same question. How am I going to find my spouse? How do I know it's the right one? How can I find a spouse for my son or my daughter? That's one of the questions that you probably can ask from this text, but that's one of those things we are going to talk about. But I'm going to turn your attention to the main theme of the whole book and the whole Bible.
所以在里面，我们这个故事呢，在座的各位年轻人或者是有孩子的人都会想说，我怎么样找一个合适的太太，怎么样帮我的孩子找到一个合适的配偶？但是在这里面，虽然是一个部分，但是我们还是要把注意力集中在这个这一章节的主题。The
main theme, if you really want to write it down through the book of Genesis, the main theme is a promise, providence, and blessings.
所以在这上面最大的一个主题，同样平行的一个主题，就是说上帝的应许、上帝的供应，还有上帝的祝福。So
from Genesis all the way back to Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve sinned, God had made a promise, 3:15, you're going to have an offspring from the woman that's going to become a redemption, that's going to crush the head of the snake. So you got Genesis 3, Genesis 4, and the 8, and the 10, and 2:12, God chosen Abraham to become the chosen nation, become the chosen one, to have a descendant and have a land. So that's Genesis chapter 12, then 15, and all the way to 24. The first generation is going to pass, and the second generation is going to come.
所以在这里面，我们从创世这个第三章就讲到上帝的这个应许，就是说你的后裔要伤蛇的头，他这个他你的后裔要伤蛇的头，蛇要伤你的脚跟，一直到三章、四章、八章到第十章，甚至一直到第十二章，亚伯拉罕被拣选，上帝对他应许说你会成为一个大国，然后从你的里面会出一个后裔，你会有一片地，一直到第二十四章里面第一代承受应许的亚伯拉罕马上就要过去了。现在就讲到他的后代第二代是怎么样的一个故事。So
that's how is God the promise fulfilled?
然后上帝的应许是怎样被应验的呢？
That was introduced the second topic of the providence. It's not like a God give you a demand. It's up to you to make it up, to just achieve that. No. Through all, from chapter 12 to all the way to chapter 23, when Sarah died, God intervened in so many different places. For example, they are basically unable to bear the kid because Sarah was barren, but God intervened, gave them a child, and not through Hagar, as Ishmael, but through Sarah, his wife. So God intervened, that's his providence. So you have the promise, you have the providence, and you have the blessings.
所以这个上帝的应许是怎么样被应验的，这就引到我们的第二个话题，是上帝的旨意。在这里面不是讲到说上帝让你做一个事情，然后就说哦，你就完全取决于你。从第十二章到第二十四章，一直都我们看到说上帝不断的在介入这个过程中，在撒拉他还不孕的时候，上帝给他一个应许，并且让他怀了孩子是以撒，而不是从夏甲他仆人那里以实玛利出的孩子。
The blessings that they have, they don't deserve them.Because if you read the book of, if you read the story of Abraham, he has issues. Sarah has issues, but God blessed them anyway. So that's through his providence, through his promise, God blessed his family. That's the third one. So you have a promise, providence, and a blessing.
所以你看到，如果说从这里面，他们撒拉和亚伯拉罕，甚至是一些不配，他们各自有各自的问题，但是上帝还是去祝福他们，是有这样的祝福。
Of course, the fourth one is the faith we talked about exclusively last time. That topic is going to continue today when we look at the servant of Abraham. And we're gonna leave that a little bit. So you have four different main themes. Yes, we're gonna talk about Rebecca.But when you read the narratives, especially the narratives in Genesis, keep those things in mind. What has been promised? How's the promise been delivered? How did that happen? In what way? Those are the things you really need to keep in mind. We're going to exercise that when we read the 67 verses in our
book. 所以当然当然这个里面我们会讲到说还有一个事情，就是信心，它是我们另一个主题。在我们读到这个的时候，不要只是注意在说这个利百加他是怎么样的人而已，而是要把这个我们所讲的这些主题，像上帝的应许，上帝是的旨意，并且上帝祝福，还有我们的信心是怎么样在这里面去体现的，我们需要去带着这个去看这一整章的内容。
I'm a three-pointer sermoner,
所以我就经常用三个点，喜欢用三个点去讲一个道。
I give you 6 points. It's not because I want to give you 6 points. The first 5 points give you, it walks you through the Genesis 24. I'm going to go through that very quickly. Why do I use one word? Because that's how I remember things. If I give you more than one word, I'm going to forget it. So just use, I use one word. You can use one sentence if your memory is good.
在这上面我就列了六点，但其实前五个点都是为了最后一个点在做铺垫的，用一个词是更好让帮助我去记忆。
If you want to get out early, you're going to miss the last one, which is godly woman. All right, so 24, it's 67 verses. It's the longest chapter in the book of Genesis, one of the longest in the whole Bible. It's too long for me to read it through. I can just do that and just pray and go home.
这段经文可以说是创世纪里面最长的一章了。如果把这个读完的话，基本这个 service 就结束了。
John's going to have a conversation with me afterwards.
他可能要跟我聊一聊，说是不是有什么问题。
But as we go through the 5 points, I'm going to read some of them. I just want you to go through the story. It's a story by itself. It's a small novel by itself. A standalone novel for this particular chapter.
虽然说很长，但是在我们过这些点的过程中，我会读一些片段。这一章整章内容可以单独拿出来做一个小说的题材或者一个故事。
I give you the setup. Okay, in the verse one, it says that Abraham's old in advanced years, and God has blessed him all along. Okay, that's verse number one. The whole setting is like this. Remember, every time I preach out of Genesis.We talk about the promise. God has promised Abraham two things. One, you're going to have offsprings. The offsprings coming out of you. Second, you're going to have land. The offsprings you're going to have is going to be like the stars in the sky and the sand in the seashore. So you're going to have a lot of springs coming out of you. And you're going to have a land.Those are two promises God gave Abraham in Genesis chapter 12.
在我们讲到第一章里面，第一节就交代亚伯拉罕他很老了，然后上帝也祝福了他。但是我们读在我们读创世纪的时候，总要有一个背景，说上帝的应许是什么，上帝对他是怎么样祝福的。然后他给了两个点，其实就是他会有个后代，会像星和沙一样多，并且他会有一个国家，有一片地。
All right, in this all his life, God intervened. We just talked about that and fulfilled the promise.This guy is old. 140 years old. And Sarah has passed. This is the last chapter of Abraham. This chapter is going to be the transition from Abraham to the next generation.
在这里面，亚伯拉罕很老了，上帝的已经应许给他完成了他应许，给他一个儿子，在140岁的时候，在上一章刚刚讲的，他的太太已经没了，所以这是一个过渡的篇章，从亚伯拉罕过到他的儿子的。
So let me read verse 1, 2, and 3. And Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord has blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all he had.Put your hand under my thigh, and I want you to swear by the Lord. That's verse 3. I can go ahead, read to verse 4. So I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get the wife for my son from the daughter of the Canaanites, among whom I'm living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. So he's old. The promise has been fulfilled for him.Now the question is the promise is going to continue? You have wealth, you have blessings, promise has been fulfilled for you, and you have only one shot, one son. Is going to continue the promise, or is going to be all gone? So the thing that he is trying to do is to make sure that the promise will continue.By doing what? By not marrying a local people, the Canaanite. I'm going to tell you the reason a little bit. And by not having this kid go all the way to his country so that they will stay in the Mesopotamia. So those are the two things Abraham charged from verse 1 to verse 9 to his servant.
在刚刚牧师读了第一节到第四节的内容，如果可以的话，你们可以把你的圣经打开到那一章，然后基本上就讲到了亚伯拉罕对他仆人说，就是让他去帮他娶一个女，帮他娶一个女子，然后不能在本地娶，要去他的本族去娶。在这上面，亚伯拉罕面对的一个问题就是说，上帝对他的应许已经在他身上应验了，但是他的这个应验的应许会不会延续到他儿子那边呢？对他来说是非常的不确定的。但是他有这样做一个事情去确保说他的儿子能够延续上帝的这个应许呢，就是说你去娶一个本族的太太，而不是娶一个本地的人。
So the two charges Abraham gives to the servant. One is not marry locally. Second, don't take my son to my home country. Because if you take him there, he's going to stay there. Why does that mean? The promised land will be lost. The first thing is,We make sure that he will have a pure faith by not marrying the local people. Second, not to leave the land so that the promise will be void. So the two things he asked the servant to do. Of course, they did this thigh thing, put your hand underneath the thigh. It shows how serious the oath they are taking over there. But the conversationdoes not stop there. The servant is like, what if it doesn't happen? What if I go to your country and I can't find no girl over there? What am I going to do with that? So, and Abraham answered in verse 6 to 7 after he translates.
所以在这后面，基本上亚伯拉罕对他两个托付说，你不要娶本地的女子。然后第二个就是说，在他从他的本族出来之后呢，他到了现在这片地方，他没有说让以撒回去。第一个就确保了说他的信仰可以保持他的纯正，第二个就是说他能够不会去离开上帝所应许他的这个地方。所以在这后面，他的仆人就对他有个回答说，那我该怎么办？若这个女子不愿意跟我回来，就基本上就是第五节在讲的东西，那她不愿意跟我回来要怎么办呢？
So the servant asked him verse 5, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? Verse 6, make sureThat's Abraham saying, make sure you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household, my native land, who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. only do not take my son back there. So that the servants put his hand under the side of his master's Abraham and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. So basically, verse 5, the servant is saying, okay, what if the girl does not want to come back here? What Abraham said when he was 140 years old was astounding. That's the faith manifested right there, because he's quoting what the Lord has promised him when he was young, when he was 70 some years old. He said, the Lord had said, basically has said, spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying that to your offspring I will give this land, and he will send this angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. So he, based on his track record that God has done in his life, he said, I'm 140 years old. I am not going to lower my standard just based on the inconvenience. The Lord has promised it. Lord has fulfilled the promise. I don't know how you're going to have this thing done, but it's going to be done.
所以在这上面，如果你把圣经翻看第六节到第八节的内容里面，基本上亚伯拉罕就把他的这个解释，就是回应他的这个仆人的一些疑惑，他引用了他之前他在140岁的时候，他引用了70年前在他70多岁神对他讲的一个应许，就是说我要将这地赐给你的后裔。所以他有这样的信心，也根据他自己过往跟上帝之间的交流和体验，他去跟他的使者说，所以上帝必会在你前面让你可以为我的儿子在那里娶一个妻子。
So he's just not getting a wife for his son, he's getting a right wife for his son based on God's promise.
所以他根据上帝的应许，他不是说你随便给我找个女子，而是说你去找一个上帝为他预备的那个女子。
So that's the first part, the charge.
这是第一个部分，亚伯拉罕对他的托付。
Why not marry locally? Well, we can only speculate. And Abraham knows God is going to destroy Canaan. Based on chapter 15, God promised the sin has not been fulfilled yet, the sin has not been filled up yet. So he knows what the Canaanites are doing. It's not the local people are bad. It's just the faith will be compromised. They believe a different God. They have a different belief system. If you marry locally, if you marry someone who believes different thing, your faith and your belief will be compromised. And he knows God is going to destroy that, destroy the land based on chapter 15.
所以说为什么不能娶当地或者迦南当地的人呢？我们可以从第十五章找到一些线索，就上帝就是灭了索多玛俄摩拉，当时用了一个东西，就是他们的恶还没有满，就是有点没有恶贯满盈的感觉。而且换句话来讲，他们为什么不能娶呢？不是说他们多坏，而是亚伯拉罕知道上帝会灭迦南这地的人，因为而且呢，娶他的这里当地的女子会使他的信仰受到影响，因为他们信奉的神是不一样的神。
Okay, do not use this verse to say, I'm going to marry my son, a country girl from my hometown.Okay, he's not going to marry any Americans because he's Chinese. He has to go back to my small little town to get a girl from there. Abraham did it. I have to do it to follow what the God commands. No, 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 no.
所以千万不要用这个经文去说我要娶我自己，可能我在这个城市我要娶我老家这种小村里的人，不要用这个去引用，然后给你自己一个这样的。
Because you ain't Abraham.
因为你不是亚伯拉罕。
God has not promised you this offspring over here. God did not promise you a land and everything. It's a totally different scenario. Please don't use that.
上帝没有给你这样应许，说你会有这样一个孩子，会给你这样一片地，千万不要这样去用。
But it does transpose to the New Testament. Do not equally yoked. So the girl that you marry, the boy that you marry, has to come from the family of God. Abraham knows that very clearly.That's why he asked the servant to go back to the hometown, because they not necessarily believe exactly the same thing, but at least in the family line, the faith will not be compromised. So in the New Testament today, I don't really, it's not a mandate that you marry the same ethnic group, ethnic group. It doesn't really matter if the skin color or from different culture, as long as they belong to the same family of God, not necessarily the same church. I mean, they are Christians, basically.
所以在这里面，我们也讲到说，亚伯拉罕他做这样事情，在我们新约里面后面呢也有讲说，我们不可和不信的人同父一轭。然后他就讲到说，我们要娶或者嫁是说。在这个神的家里面，在上面来说，亚伯拉罕至少说他知道，在他的家乡那边，他的家庭里面，他对神的这个认知没有那么的就是像迦南人这样。然后至少他不是说你要娶或者嫁一个同种族的人，而是说我们是同样是有同样的信仰的人。
But at least from verse 1 to 9, you know, Abraham refuses to lower the standard just because lack of girls, lack of boys. No.He wants to keep the promise. He wants to keep what the Lord has promised him.
所以在这一到九节里面，他没有说因为没有这样的人，他就降低了他的标准，而是他尽他自己能做的去保持和神的约。
Now come to the second one. It's a journey, verse 10 to verse 27. So basically, the servant. Who is the servant? The name was not even given. We don't know. Is it Elias of Damascus? I don't know. But a servant that's so faithful as he prays.As he fulfilled his master's command. I mean, we're gonna take a look at what he did. But the journey is from verse 10 to verse 27. They travel with camels. Camels. Go ahead.
在这里面我们会看到第十章到第二十七，第十节到第二十七节的内容。这里面仆人到底是谁呢？我们不确定，但是他这个仆人是非常忠心的。他们是带着骆驼，然后用骆驼去旅行。
Camels at that time.Was not small deal. Okay, camel was not widely used until 800 years after Abraham. So when they travel with camel, 10 of them, it's like a travel. Haven't you seen those important people travel with a big black SUV with tinted window? They travel fast. You think someone's coming. It's like a presidential motorcade or something. They are traveling like that.
So,
10 camels, lots of them traveling over there. People say, what is this? My goodness. Camel is the sign, the signal for wealth and reputation and the status at the time.
所以在当时的那个年代里面，亚伯拉罕那个情况，或者从历史的角度来看，骆驼并没有被广泛应用，直到亚伯拉罕的800年之后。所以在那个时候，亚伯拉罕能够有骆驼，而不是一个是十个骆驼，代表了他的权力，代表了他的地位。就好像我们今天看着一个就是满是很大的一个 SUV， 就知道这个人肯定是不简单，是不是他是一个总统啊或什么，代表了他的权力、地位，还有他自己的实力。
They travel basically 450 miles, and they took them about 1 month from the Canaanite, the land, all the way to Mesopotamia, where Abraham was from. But pay attention, there was no destination, there was no place where Abraham said, you have to go to that particular place. Just go to my home country. I don't know where you're going to go, just go. Basically, they went and traveled with the camels.
所以在这里面，他是从他大概旅行了用一个月的时间，走了450英里的路，从迦南地一直走到美索不达米亚。亚伯拉罕没有特别告诉他在哪里，他就是你就去吧，就在我父家那一个区域里面。
And verse 12, this servant prayed 3 times. Each pray will probably have some lesson to learn from him. He's so faithful.And the faith is manifested in his life as well. Verse 12, he said, he prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success today. And show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside the spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to the girl, please let down your jar, that I may have a drink. And she says, drink, and I will water your camels too. Let her be.The one you have chosen for your servant Isaac, by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. So that's a tremendous request when he prayed. That's a tremendous request.
所以刚刚牧师读了第十二节到第十四节内容，给大家总结一下，就是说他这个仆人的祷告。 也是有很多的对我们可以有很多学习的地方，但是他也是他信心的一个表现。基本上他说的就是说，如果我现在有一个女子过来打水，然后她给我喝水，然后又给我的骆驼喝，那这个就是我就是你给我的一个应验了。
Why I'm saying that's a tremendous request, it's not like an easy sign. God, open my eyes, let me see Harvard, then you're going to promise me I'm going to Harvard. No. It's not that easy.The jar that they carry over there can carry 3 gallons of water. Okay, pretty hefty. And he asked the girl to give him water and give all the camels. How many camels? 10. You know how many water the thirsty camel can consume? A lot. We are talking about, let me give the number, I wrote it somewhere. They drink 25 gallons a camel, 10 of them, 220, 250 gallons. The jar has 3 gallons. You give the water to all my camel and me, I'm going to stand over here, that girl is 40 different troubles. It's not like I'm having the son. Oh, such a beautiful girl. She's it. And I prayed, I got the peace in my heart. No. When he prayed, he made a tremendous request for that particular girl, for any girl to fulfill. It's not an easy task.
所以在这里面我们讲到说，他的要求看起来好像他只是很好，然后帮他倒水又给他骆驼喝，但实际上我们如果做一个计算，在当时的一个瓶子差不多是3个加仑，想象是3桶牛奶的这个量，如果一只口渴的骆驼可以喝25加仑的水，10只骆驼想想它是差不多是250加仑的水。所以基本上这个女子要去应验她所要求的事情，她需要来回反复的去取水倒水40次这样，所以这是一个非常基本上可以说是不可能完成的一个任务。
Yeah, so at 15, before he had finished his praying, Rebecca came out with a jar on her shoulder.
所以在第15节讲到说话又没说完，利百加肩头上扛的水瓶又出来了。
The DFE says, behold, the Chinese says, 不料, that means by accident, all of a sudden,This girl shows up.
所以就是说不料，就完全出乎他意料，然后这个女生就这样出现了。
Then she came here, she's beautiful.
然后她看到就是她很漂亮。
She's attractive in her appearance.
她的外貌是非常吸引人的。
Not only that, she's very generous, she's very hospitable.
不只是这样，她是非常热情，非常款待这样，就有热情的人。
The rest of the story happened according to what he requested.He said, he asked the girl, can I have the water? Okay, now give her the water. You want a camel have water? The girl didn't know that they are looking for someone to marry. They just don't know. They know they're wealthy, but that's not the reason why the girl is just acting to become, to pretend to be hardworking. No, the girl, by her nature, is hardworking,is generous, is hospitable.
所以在这里面，他不是说这个女孩，她是为了表现怎么样，而是说她是按照她本身，她甚至都不知道她的仆人有这样的祷告，她是非常的热情，非常的努力，然后并且她也是非常的就是很善良。
We're not there yet. We still back there. So you can basically when we talk about the godly woman.We're going to come back to the point, maybe we'll just land in the point over here. So the girl that the servant is looking for is not someone who is just attractive from outside. The girl is attractive and is lovely because she is hardworking. She wants to serve. She sacrificed. She's hospitable. In the end of the story, they ask, do you have a place for me to stay? The girl's like, yeah, we have a place for all you to stay. So basically, she opens the door. She asks people just to come. She's inviting. She's generous. So that basically shows who Rebecca is all about. If you are looking for a girl, I don't know if you're a boy or your boy's parent, like I am, that is what I'm looking for. It's not like I'm just having a sign, that girl is beautiful, I'm just getting my kid married. No. It's all about the inside, not just the outside.
所以在这里面我们可以看到说利百加她的态度她是非常勤劳的有这样侍奉心她有热情 她甚至到后面还会问到说你们有地方住吗她说我有地方住她也这样去邀请人来并且她很大方所以基本上来看的时候她不只是外貌上有这样的一个特点而是她内心内在里面有这样的品格所以当找对象和找为自己的孩子找这样下另一半的时候就按照这个其实是有一个很好的一个描绘的图画
Then Abraham gave, not Abraham, the servant gave him a bracelet and jewels. That cost about 1 year's salary. So if you are earning $50,000, that will be $50,000 of jewels. And you have this guy, his brother, Laban.I mean, he's going to show up in the Jacob story again. This guy lit up, basically, saw the jewel. Who did you meet? Man, this guy must be rich. Let's talk to him. So the whole family just basically went there to start talking to the family, talking to the servant.
所以这个仆人在后来就给了利百加这些金子大概是相当于一年的薪水所以他的利百加的哥哥拉班我们在后面的故事也会讲到他就说你见到了谁这么有钱然后就说那我们家人也要见见他这样子
Remember when the servant was charged to find a girl for Isaac there are a couple of things that he is looking for the girl has toFrom the same place, basically the same area where Abraham came from. The girl should be good looking, the girl should be hardworking, generous, and hospitable. Everything is good. Then he found out the girl is actually from the same clan, the family clan. And verse 24, she, Rebecca, answered him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel.The son of Makkah, born to Nahor, and she added, we have plenty of strong fodder as well as room for you to spend the night. So basically, she shows, actually, Abraham is my great uncle. We are from the same family clan. Whoa. You hit all the targets, all the check marks. Boom, boom, boom. The girl is good, looks fine, generous, hospitable, hardworking, and from the same family.That's it. That's it. So the servant basically know exactly who the girl is going to be. And that's what when he start praying again and he start making the request. That's the explanation from verse 28 to 53. So Moses, basically the author of Genesis, it took a long time, the verses,to retell the story of what happened just now, from verse 28 to 53.
所以在这里面，如果我们把这个视角再拉回，这仆人从亚伯拉罕那边出来之前的，去看呢，就是说，好像这些所有的都在这里面应验了。这个女孩很好，好像这个女孩也有很好的品格，看着也非常好。在第24节，女孩甚至说她是密加与拿赫之子比土利的女儿，这个就 somehow 就应验了，就是说她甚至是亚伯拉罕的亲戚，亚伯拉罕甚至是她的曾祖父。所以在这种情况来看，她就对神有了这样，在第26节、27节里面就向神有这样感谢的祷告。
Yeah, in verse 26 and 27, he prayed, he bowed down. This is the second time he prayed. First time he stood up, the second time he bowed down, the third time he bowed down as well. He worshiped the Lord, saying, Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me to the journey to the house of the master's relatives. So he's giving praise to the Lord. He's not saying, I'm lucky or what. I mean, I'm not good or what. Look at me. I'm so smart. I can identify the girl immediately. I'm good. He should praise me. No. He prays to the Lord. Give credit to the Lord immediately before he make a request to the family.
在第二十七节里面讲的是耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因他不断以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里面。我们看到他没有说看我多好多聪明，然后我帮他找到这样的一个太太，而是他把这所有的这些荣耀，或者把这所有一切的结果，都说这其实是上帝的工作。
Of course, the family approached him and trying to say, you know, we have a feast, and did you have a dinner? Let's have a dinner together. You know, do all this some hospitable thing. But this is what he said. Verse 33 to 34. The food was set before him, and he said, I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say. Then tell me, Laban said.And I'm going to tell you a little bit. 34, verse 34. So he said, I'm Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly. Boom, 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 boom. Go. When he went all the way to 50, to the verse 50, you know, 53. He basically, this is his explanation. He just told what the family, what happened. So what God has promised Abraham, what God did to Abraham,what he's here for, and what happened to just now, to Rebecca, the encounter with Rebecca. So everything he's just said point to what? This is not just an accident. God promised, God fulfilled the promise, God provides through Abraham and throughthe most recent encounter I have with Rebecca. So the explanation points to the providence of God, saying that this is just not by accident, by the well, you have a woman and just, you know, happily ever after. He said, God did it. That's the whole explanation point to.
所以在第三十三节里面讲到，就是说，哎，他在解释了，在祷告之后，这些人说：“你来吧，我们家里有一个特别大的宴席。”他说他讲了一个事情，说：“我不吃，等我讲明白我的事情，我才要吃。”所以在第三十四节到第五十三节里面，在他的解释里面，我们可以看到说他在重申了上帝的应许是什么，上帝做了什么，然后再讲了他为什么要来到这边，然后直到他和利百加的相遇，在这个上面他就讲到说，其实这个事情。并不是一个偶然的事件，而是说上帝也在这个过程中参与，他怎么样去应验他的应许，并且他为他的应许怎么样去做一个预备，然后让这个事情发生。
So basically, he said Rebecca is the girl.
基本上他就讲说，利百加就是上帝给他的女生。
All right, 50. Laban is Bethuel. Laban is Rebecca's brother. Bethuel is his father.But over there, it looks like this guy, Laban, showed up a lot. So at that time, the Abrahamic time, the females do not have authority to make their own decisions. Basically, all the marriage is basically arranged. So that's why he was talking to Laban and his father, Bethuel, had answered, verse 50, this is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or another. Here's Rebecca.Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed. So he said, everything just happened was the Lord's work. I'm going to get the girl. They said, okay, it's the Lord's work. Go get the girl. So then he prayed again. So the verse 52, when Abraham's servants heard what he said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord. Then the servant brought the gold and silver, so basically gave them the gifts. So we stop over there.It sounds very simple, you know, he just did an explanation and said, that's the girl. They said, okay, then give the gift, go home. It sounds like very, very simple. But don't forget, when they travel with 10 camels. That's a sign for wealth. When he explained to the family, he said,He has only son. What does that mean? He's a billionaire, has only son. If your girl marry him, everything will be yours. He's not the 19, 14 sons, that guy had 14 sons, to share all the wealth. No, there's only one. Wealthy, God is with him. From outside, from outside, everything is great. From outside, everything is great. Would you marry, would your daughter marry such a man?
Oh, I said they were high maintenance.
High maintenance. Right, we have and all those type of things. And of course, the only thing that probably can do help you make that decision is the explanation that the servant gave him. This is a not match kind of thing. Who's wealthy, who's talented, who's doing what? Do they have a career together? Do they have a life together? No. The only determining factor, if it's the work of the Lord. And he said, actually, it is the work of the Lord because Abraham, because Rebecca, because of me. So when you do this match thing, when you're looking for your spouse, or help your kid to look for a spouse, from outside, that's okay. You can still look outside. You can still show your 10 camels. That's okay. They did it. You can still do all those type of things. But the determining factor is not the outside looking. That girls are beautiful and she's attractive, they have a career together. This is all important. But the determining factor is there work of the Lord in this match? Are they from the same family of a faith, meaning they're all the Christians? Do they love the Lord? Is she the hardworking, or is he the hardworking, generous, hospitable, and she is humble as well? And we're going to talk about she's modest and she's faithful. We're going to talk about in the next slides or two. When God put these two together, you can basically say, I see the work of the Lord in their life, and that's the work of the Lord, and that's why they need to be together. It's not from outside, but from inside.
So 在这里面我们看到，亚伯拉罕讲了很多，不是，亚伯拉罕突然讲了很多事情之后呢，他的哥哥和他的爸爸帮他做了这样的决定。在那个时候，这些女性她是没有权利决定她自己的去和留的，看起来好像他们是被安排或者被相亲的一个东西。但是在第五十二节里面就讲到，亚伯拉罕仆人再一次向耶和华去祷告，并且把这个礼物给了他们。看起来好像是很简单的事情啊，你解释了这个过程，然后你解释了你的来啊，或者是上帝的怎么样，然后这些东西你看起来还大家都觉得不错，然后你就回家了。但实际上如果我们看这个过程的话，他走了很久，然后并且呢他带了十个骆驼，这代表了他的财力，并且他讲了说我的这个主人的儿子他是个独子，所以基本上所有的这些财富都会到你身上。但是这些如果说我们放在我们自己生活中去找伴侣或者怎么样，这些东西可以是一些外在的可以看到的一些东西，但是它可能并不是一个决定性的因素。决定性的因素是因为说他看到了上帝在这个相遇的过程中他有做他的工作，然后就在亚伯拉罕身上，在利百加身上，甚至在仆人的这个过程中，他都有看到上帝的工作。所以从外面就是我们表现自己的所有的是没有什么问题，但是决定性的因素应该是说看到上帝他有没有在他的生命中有这样的工作，他是不是一个谦卑的人，是不是一个是不是一个端庄的人，是不是一个完整，是不是一个热情啊，他的内在是怎么样，上帝他有没有在他的生命中动工，或者在他们的生活里面有这样的参与的过程其实是更重要的。
Well, it's interesting after that, and they say, you know, stay here and stay overnight. And then verse 54, he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night there. When they got up the next morning, he said, send me on my way to my master. I'm taking the girl away now.I'm not going to stay here for too long. The girl's going with me. I don't know. So that's quick. God provides. God's providence is there. The awareness of God's providence always creates some kind of urgency that demands your response to God's providence. God's promised. God's work is done. Just follow up with it.So he asks, this is very interesting. After that, but the brothers, the verse 55, but the brothers and her mother replied, let the girl remain with us 10 days or so, then you may go. But he said to them, do not detain me, verse 56. Now that the Lord has granted success to my journey, send me on my way so that I may go my master. He just basically said, I'm done. I have no business over here. I don't want to have a festival over here. I got the girl. She's going with me. All right. So 58, 57. Then he said, let's call the girl. Ask her about it. Interestingly, that's not obligated. 21st century, we always ask the spouse, you know, are you sure? Over there is all arranged. If she stays, if the brother and dad said, you stay, she will stay. But they are asking the girl about her opinion. That's actually unheard of at that time. But they did. I don't know if it's the trick or tactic. If the girl says, I miss my mom and stuff like those, and see, she doesn't want to go, so stay. Maybe that's a Laban's tactic to get more money. I don't know, but that's what happened. So the brother said to them, do not detain me, and the 57, let all the girls and ask her about it. So they called Rebecca and asked her, will you go with this man? I will go, she said.
在这里面我们又看到说他们又享用了这样的晚餐，然后第二晚早上起来，这个仆人就说你让我走吧，让我回到我仆人的主人那里，但是他的哥哥说那你让他再住一段时间嘛，然后但是他仆人讲说这个上帝已经把这个事情给成就了，我就没有任何理由在这里再继续待了，所以他就哥哥就好像又是给他一些缓兵之计，要说那你让他在这里住几天吧，甚至还去问到他的妹妹说你是否愿意去，然后利百加给了一个非常惊讶的回答，就是我会去。
That's a tremendous faith in Rebecca. She's going to go to the land she's never been. She's going to marry someone she's never met. And she decides to go. Of course you say, oh yeah, she's married up. You know, she's marrying a wealthy person and with a wealthy family. That's why she's... No. The Bible does not really suggest that she exercised her faith, exercised the answer based on that.She is actually, it looks like the female counterpart of Abraham. She's being called to something she doesn't go, to the place she's going to inherit the land. And she, her response is immediately, I will go. So anything when God asks you to do, when God providence shows up and God's will is very clear, the thing that God would like you to have is immediate obedience.That we talk about in chapter 22 as well. But Rebecca over here is very faithful.
所以在这里面我可以看到利百加她让人给了一个非常惊讶的答案，她要去一个她从来没有去的地方，她嫁给她从来没有见过的人，她就 做这样的决定，她是怎么，她难道是因为她很有钱吗？但圣经里面没有这样提议说，但是而是说她就有这样的一个行为和行动是表现了他的信心，就是说上他呼召他然后去那个地方，然后他马上就去了，然后看起来好像就是说他看到了上帝的这个应许，然后并且呢他马上呢就有一个即刻的一个顺服，就好像是一个女版的亚伯拉罕一样。
Now we transition from the land of Mesopotamia all the way back to the promised land starting from verse 59. So they travel 450 miles for 1 month back to the promised landThat's going to be 59. So they sent their sister Rebecca on the way along with her nurse. The nurse's name is Deborah. And she died in chapter 33, I believe. And the nurse is not just a maidservant. It's probably the nurse who raised her up. You know, it was the wet nurse, they call that. And Abraham is serving as his man. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring pose the gates of the enemies. The Rebecca and maid got ready and mounted on the camels and went back to the man. So the servant took Rebecca and left. And Isaac, now Isaac is over there. And Isaac and the student in the promised land, Isaac is doing what? He's coming from a Belarai and he was living in the Negev. And he went out to the field one evening to meditate. That's his job. He's been meditating.All his life. The Bible does not put too much on Isaac. The only key things he dig the well and meditate. That's mostly his whole life has been doing. And he looked up and he saw camels approaching. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac and got down from her camel and asked the servant, who's that man in the field coming to meet me? He's my master, the servant answered. He took her veil and covered herself. So basically, Rebecca going there, traveled for a whole month, probably heard a lot of things about this family. And Isaac was there just waiting, the 10 camels traveling. He knows someone's there, their motorcade's coming back. There was just encounter over there. He said, "This is my master." And Rebecca basically veiled her. The veil is the sign of engagement, basically, for any marriage. I mean, they're going, getting married. The girl is, usually the tradition is covered, and you take the veil out, you may kiss your spouse and stuff like that. So the way Rebecca's doing that is to show the modesty. So show how modest she is. She does not want to uncover her before the marriage. That's very, very important at that time.
所以在这里面我们看到就是利百加就又花了一个月的时间走了450英里的路然后回带着她的乳母然后就回到家然后在这个过程中我们看到第62节里面讲的以撒他就在田里面去默想虽然圣经里面在讲到以撒的时候没有讲太多就讲了他挖了个井然后每天就时常提到他会默想在那里面看到了利百加就看到了以撒然后他就把这个帕子给遮上了这个帕子代表了什么意思在那个时候帕子就代表着他的就像订婚礼一样我把我的这个帕子给遮上代表了他的这个端庄我直到我们结婚那一刻我才把这个帕子给挪开
So the modesty is to hide I have somethingto hide, not because of shame or bad, just the opposite of something really valuable, I do not want to reveal to everyone.
所以这个他的端庄表现就是说我把不是说我感觉不好我把自己给盖起来而是说他把这个东西就我把这个好的要留到就是结婚了之后把这个好的事情给展露出来。
Modesty is another characteristic of a godly woman.It's not very easy to see these days.
端庄是在当今女性里面好像比较少见的一些就是属神的女人的一个样子。
Everywhere you go, the mass media, the Instagram and everything, it's not just the girls and the boys as well. Immodesty is to reveal the body. The message they are trying to give is the most important of meis my body. I want you to see it. I'm beautiful. I'm great shape. That's immodesty.
所以在这里面我们如果看我们的社交媒体在新闻上我们看到很多人会把他自己不管是男孩女孩都会把自己的样子或者肉体给显露出来但在里面基本上在讲的一个事情不端庄就是说我的身体是我觉得最重要的事情甚至最漂亮的事情我想给你去看展现的一个样子
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,What is the most important things you want to show people?
我们在座各位，我们最想让别人看到的是什么呢
？Is your body?
是我们的身体吗
？What about your head? Your knowledge?
你的知识。
Your character?
你的性格。
Your heart?
你的心。
The generosity?
你的大方。
Or you just have nothing but a body to show?
或者你什么都没有，你只有一个好的皮囊。
Cover your body.
把我们的身体给遮盖起来。
The most beautiful part, the most valuable part.Should not be revealed to everyone.
最好最美的不应该去让所有人都可以去看见。
Well, sometimes when I go to some kind of a service, I can't help but to see the big legs. I don't know what's going on. I go to worship the Lord. I don't want to see the legs. Why do you want to show me that? I don't know. Just cover it.
有的时候我们去不同的聚会啊什么或者是在礼拜天在敬拜神的时候 我只看到了大腿 我也不知道为什么
I don't know sometimes you want to sell the car I don't know what the lady standing by the car doing anything
还是
over there
也不知道在这个车的广告上这个女孩和车放在一起到底是什么意思
Modesty is another one So basically godly woman that we switched the gear a little bitthen we go to the promise and the providence, the main theme of the chapter. The godly woman that we talk about, surrounding Rebecca, she's from the same family Ken. We say the girl that you want your boy to marry and you want to marry should be from the same faith tradition, not necessarily Baptist or Presbyterian, meaning they belong to the family of God, the Christians. That's the first thing. The character. hardworking, generous, hospitality, humble. That's basically those are things are shown that the faith has something, some fruit in her life or his life. And of course, for the woman and for the boy, you know what, how modest he or she is. And the faithfulness. And she responded to God's providence immediately, the immediate of the obedience, I will go. So all those things, when you see that the boys and the girls, that you need to pray for yourself. I know a lot of boys, they want to marry a good Christian woman, a girl, without himself being a good Christian man. That girl, I'm telling you, will not marry you because you are so far away from real Christian, from what real Christian is. So when you see those things, when they're from the Bible, pray for yourself. Are you the man or are you the girl? Are you the lady who God wants you to be? Modest, hardworking, generous, hospitable, basically the fruit of Holy Spirit. Do you have those? When you want to marry someone, does he or she have those characters? Of course, the Lord is going to intervene, but it's going to be clearly shown that this is the boys and girl I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
所以在里面我们讲到说一些很重要的事情，当我们在选择配偶的时候，当然他的家庭、他的信仰和他的家庭信仰背景，或者是他不是说他是浸信会或者是卫理会这样的区别，而是说他是否在上帝的这个家里面，他是否认识神，他的特点，他是不是一个大方不吝啬、谦卑端庄勤劳的一个人，并且他对神有这样的信心，他甚至可以做到一个马上对神有这样的回应。当我们看到这样的人的时候，我们需要为自己去有这样的祷告。很多时候我们男生或者女生在看到一个好的，我想说我要娶一个好的属神的一个太太，但是我是不是一个属神的男人呢？我是不是为自己去祷告，我是不是这样的人，是不是成为了一个上帝让我做的这样的一个男人呢？在我们见到这个另一半之前，我们是不是自己先是这样的人？
At the end of chapter 24, basically, God addressed or responded or answered the question Abraham may have in his mind. Is God's promise going to continue? The answer is yes, because Rebekah was introduced to Sarah's tent. That means that she's installed or appointed as the matriarch. So the line continues. It's not like we are trying to do something.God is faithful God, he keeps his promise, and he still provides. When you read the book of Genesis, you always keep those things in mind. The little nitty-gritty things, the marriage and the servant, yes, yes, yes. When you're faithful, when you trust and obey, the God will show that he's still God, and he keeps his promise even until this day. If you're in doubt, if you don't know what God has been doing in your life,Go back to the cross to show, to see that the God, before you know him, sent his only begotten son to die on the cross to pay your debt so that you can be set free from your bondage. So the Lord has been faithful and the Lord is still doing things in your life.
在这上面，在这个故事的结尾，我们再回到最开始我们的主题，亚伯拉罕对上帝的这种应许的疑惑，这上帝是否还会继续应验呢？我们看到了这个过程，就发现上帝其实他就一直在做这个事情，在里面动工。那在你我的生命中，我们是不是有这样的不确定，是否上帝的应许应验还会成就呢？那个时候我们需要被十字架来提醒。
Let's pray.
Let's
pray. Father, we're thankful for the story that you give us over here.
感谢你给我们今天这样的故事。
Yes, there are faithful people in the Bible. They want to obey the Lord. They pray. They want to keep the commandments. Lord, we come to you. We know ultimately you are the one who keeps this promise. And you provide. I pray that may we be your faithful servant, like the servant of Abraham.To go there, fulfill what the master has asked him to do. Lord, when they prayed, they said that God has promised and he's going to keep his promise. Praise to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for that. Even today, you are still working in our own lives. May we become the faithful servant. Thank you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ as a multi-ethnic church, you're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.